Okay, so the Eight of Wands, risk and change, and not being afraid of risk and change. That Rider-Waite card is just the Eight Wands. They look like they were shot from a bow and arrow. There's no arrows, they're just wands. Some people call them rods. Whatever deck you use, we're talking about the Eight card. That's wands or rods, and they're flying across the card itself. So the interesting thing about this card is that when we think of what change and risk means, right, and we apply it to a music context, AC/DC would not be that band. AC/DC has done AC/DC music no matter what has possibly gone on around them. They started in 1974, and they went through disco and punk and pop and every other type of music, and a lot of bands took risks to keep up with what was going on in the mainstream. AC/DC did not. They were a rock and roll band and will always be one. But with changing seasons, with change in life, with learning to adapt, you think of the Rolling Stones when you think of the Eight of Wands. When the Rolling Stones first came out, they were doing blues covers. They were doing pop covers. They were doing a lot of the stuff the Beatles were doing. And then the Beatles started to change as the landscape changed and pop culture changed and the Vietnam War was going on and all kinds of stuff were happening. The Rolling Stones changed as well. Every time there was a new social situation, the Stones took a risk. As the seasons changed, the Stones changed. You look at one of their early songs, Time Is On My Side. That sounds nothing like Miss You, which came out on the Some Girls album when disco became a thing. When you're faced with the Eight of Wands, you're faced with learning to not, it's not walk away from what you're used to. It's adapting to what's going on. You know, looking at the Rider-Waite card when all eight wands are in the air. They're in pursuit of something, but they're on their way to land. You know, they're on the downside, unless you look at it from the other perspective where somebody's standing on the right and throwing them up. But you're looking at a change that's happening whether you want it or not, because to me, it's right to left, and as it's landing, you have to decide, are you going to change with the inevitable? There are things happening. Are you going to change with the seasons? If you live here in New York, you know, as you walk around in a t-shirt in May, if you refuse to believe that December will bring cold weather, you're going to freeze because you wouldn't change. You wouldn't adapt. There is a song by Chris Cornell called Seasons. And if you watch the single soundtrack, it's all about changes happening in Seattle. At the time, the entire musical landscape was changing. Things were happening. People wanted to know about this sleepy little rainy coffee town. And the next thing you know, musicians that were playing little bars were in the mainstream. And Singles is a lot about that. And the lyrics go, summer nights and long, warm days, the moon falls. And the mirror shows another face, another place to hide it all. Another place to hide it all, and I'm lost behind. The words I'll never find, and I'm left behind as seasons roll by. And that's what you don't want to happen. When the Eight of Wands comes up, you want to be able, it's the universe is telling you, you gotta roll with the punches here and adapt to the circumstances of your situation. You have got to move on and change with what's changing around you. Candlebox. Candlebox came out in 1993. On their debut album was a song called Change. Now think about that. They were 5 years younger than everybody else in the Seattle community. So in 1993, they already saw Nirvana and Pearl Jam and Alice in Chains and Chris Cornell changing with the times. They went from just these cool guys that Candlebox looked up to in bigger bars in Seattle to being on MTV and playing in stadiums and arenas. So now it's Candlebox's turn. They sign with Maverick Records. They are Madonna-owned record label, Maverick Records' first signing. They have all kinds of backing, all kinds of record label backing that a lot of the other bands didn't have. Not like this. They're opening for Rush. They're changing with the times. And they went from writing music and playing in bars to being in the mainstream immediately because of the changes happening around them. Here's the lyrics to a song on that debut album. As I stand here, I ponder greater things. You're no longer a part of your lover's dreams. So much for your common complications. So much for your constant desperation. For what's to come, it's all been written down. But I feel that a change is going to come. It might feel status quo to you, but if you're looking around and you're seeing that things are happening around you, you better change with it. That's the Eight of Wands. That's the Eight of Wands, to borrow another Seattle band Alice in Chains title, Nutshell. That's the Eight of Wands in a nutshell. We all just want to sit here sometimes and say, all right, you know what? Let's weather the storm. I'm just going to stand here and whatever happens around me, let it burn to the ground and then I'll walk forward. But that's not what the universe is telling you when the Eight of Wands upright comes up. It's telling you you should think about changing with the times, changing with the seasons. That is the Eight of Wands. If there's something you want to talk about, perhaps another song that you feel matches the Eight of Wands energy, hit me up. My Instagram handle is Orlando0616. If you'd like to inquire about a reading, hit up Orlando0616 on Instagram. We could follow each other. Would love to eventually start having guests to look at your musical taste with me. So if that's something you're interested in too as well. But until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck, goodbye, and I'll see you for the Nine of Wands next.